producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's the Academy Awards of Radio, and here I am, the winner for Best Radio Program, not only in the morning, but Monday through Friday. I won all categories, Rich. It is the best radio program in the country, the best radio program in the world, the best radio program in the universe. How's that for being a winner? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, I am a winner. And there weren't many of them last night. Okay, so this is the Good Day program with me, Doug Steffen, and Rich McFadden, my pals at the controls in the studio in Washington. He stayed up till 10. I stayed up till 11. I wish I'd gone to bed at 9:30. Oh, what an awful.
Why?
What was so bad?
Right. I thought Chris Rock was great.
Well, Chris Rock was good at the beginning. When there was too much, it just got to be
too much.
It seemed to be
Oscar so white.
It wasn't that so much. The stuff that they were giving awards to, nobody knew anything about it. They have so damn many of these incidental
movies.
I know, but do it on Saturday instead of Sunday. They have a whole award show down on the beach in Santa Monica on Saturday night. Give it to them. Give those awards to those people that well deserve, but nobody knows. You just lose interest. I haven't seen any numbers yet. It would be interesting to see how this thing shakes out as far as ratings are concerned.
That's why I went to bed at 10, because the first five awards or six awards seemed to go to Mad Max.
Yeah, that was awful, too.
For editing.
How disgusting
is that? For costumes. For, you know, all of the stuff that you're like,
who cares?
That show should be an hour long.
Yeah, well, maybe two, but after that, it's just... And so we both here are complaining about it. What drivel it is. Why would we even watch it?
Chris Rock was hysterical. You know, the guy's a genius.
After a while, very smart.
Yeah, he's very smart. He gives a little something to everybody.
Yep.
Whether you agree with the Oscars so well or don't agree with it, he gives you something.
The best part of the evening was raising $65,000 for Chris Rock's troop. The Girl Scout crew troop.
Oh, really?
Selling cookies. You didn't see him?
No, I didn't.
They're running around the... Oh, yeah, they sold cookie money in the audience. Joe Biden was out there pitching bag. He handed Chris Rock $20 for for cookies. So it was very... It was... and then there was... a bulk order from Suge Knight. Wait till Jennifer.
Yeah.
That was it. That was a good. Those things were good touches. And then, let's go through some of the things. And for people who didn't hear or know or see how it all shook out, I suppose maybe I should just go through a list of the winners. Best picture was Spotlight. Absolutely. I thought there were two things, actually, last night that were worthy of condemnation. Well, maybe three. One, the black experience and the fact that black Oscars try that one again, Doug. Black Oscars didn't get acting awards, Oscar awards, best. I do that every once in a while. I've been doing that for years. You know, I get paid by the words. Sometimes I put a bunch of words together, so I'll save whoever it is that's famous.
Chuck them out there.
That's it, right? So the best Oscar actor went to Leonardo DiCaprio for The Revenant. It may have been a good performance. What a horrible movie. Horrible, horrible. And you see so much of this stuff, and you wonder who's being attracted to these horrible movies. I mean, it's a great story of winning, in a sense, all the way around. But All right, anyway, so Best Actress, Brie Larson. Somebody else made a good point, and maybe this is what brings it all together. Instead of black and white, male and female, one award for the best actor, period.
Yeah.
One award for the best supporting actor, period. Best director, all of these, one, and that's it.
Chris Rock made the point that it's not like we're doing the Olympics here.
No.
You know, where we're high jumping or something like that. Why has there got to be a separate female and male category?
Yeah. It was one of our listeners who described Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day if you want to comment some more. David writes, Chris Rock was pathetic. By far the worst Oscars I've ever seen. I might agree with that. I don't think Chris Rock was pathetic. I think that the way that the thing was presented, I mean, it's not like these people...
Racist.
Yeah, I am a racist, I suppose. If that's the way you're going to measure it, I'm a sexist and a racist, because I think there should be one winner.
That's what you're going to get called if you think the Oscars wasn't good. A racist.
Yeah, of course you are. Right. Yeah. So it's fine. And that miserable Kevin Hart, who's out there squealing like a little... He just so bothers me. He's popular, good. I don't have to like him just because he's popular. I don't have to agree with the way they did it just because that seemed to be the political thing to do of the night.
You could put that guy in your pocket.
Yeah.
He's like a little dashboard dude.
Anyway. But the people who won the best picture was Spotlight. So I was saying there's a condemnation here. One, on my part, of the way the Oscars was conducted. Two, on the overemphasis of the black actor and actress in the community. And three, the fact that it was sexist. But four, I think also I'm the drivel, the absolute drivel that went on before. I was busy working, packing things at the house, and they kept going in and out of the room watching the ABC people. That Robin Roberts and that Michael with his straight hole in his teeth all the others, there was nothing
racist,
no conversation at all about anything that was important, and they were straight. You could feel
straight that they didn't have scripted there.
He doesn't have any. He's maybe a good script reader, but he's not any good. They were all nervous. What's her face? Robin Roberts was stumbling all over herself when she was talking to Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's a hard gig. Yeah, she got his name wrong.
How is it a hard gig? I just have to talk
because
to
it's well, dude, it's not like this. Everything we do here is kind of off the cuff.
Why isn't it? Why can't they just have a conversation with people?
They're used to doing everything.
Those people that do that show, and they got a prompter in front of them.
Scripted order, right.
Yeah, right.
Okay. This is coming out next. This is coming out where the Oscars is kind of like, okay, I don't have a script to talk about Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't have a script to talk to Brie Larson. I don't know, you know. So Michael Strahan just kept asking the same questions.
Yeah, over and over again.
What advice do you have for people who this is their first time here? And what are you wearing?
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. So the best picture winner was Spotlight. So that's the other condemnation. And is who says that? I never have quite figured out whether it's Trump or Bernie Sanders or both of them say, huge. It's huge. The Spotlight, the fact that that was Best Picture, is a huge condemnation of the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. Not of people who are Catholic, but the fact that in order for that to win, there had to be a lot of Catholics voting for it. Otherwise, I mean, you got to assume that in the Academy, there are a lot of Catholics. And they still, although this Pope gets it, as far as it, you know, I suppose as he can, it was, I think, that picture and the fact that it won Best Picture, the story that it tells, a huge, that may be bigger than any of the other stuff that happened, for me anyway. We all have different points of view. That's what makes the world go round. That's what makes a program like this of value. Express your opinions. 888-302-3684. I'm just getting started with mine. And so there's plenty of room for everybody here. Email to Doug or Rich at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Agree or disagree. Help yourself to any number of ways of expressing yourself. Monday, last day of February. It's leap year, the 29th of February at 16 past the hour on Good Day.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
In the news, how much weight loss is enough? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Patients often say to me, I'm 20, 40, 60 or more pounds overweight. I'll never get it off. I'm not going to be the weight I was in senior high. Not going to happen. With that fatalistic approach, they sit back and just, well, pack on more pounds. The question is, how many pounds do you need to shed before you see health benefits? Here's the thing. A new study out shows, without a shadow of a doubt, losing only 5% of your body weight means big health benefits, as in less heart attacks and less chance of becoming diabetic. DCOC advice, nowhere is it written that as you age, you're destined to pack on the pounds at the expense of your health. So if you're 200 pounds, 5% is only 10 pounds. If you're 300, that's 15 pounds. You can do that. I know you can. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
It's 18 after the hour, almost 19 after, in fact, on the Good Day program. So here is host Chris Rock from the Academy Awards talking about all the people who told him he ought to quit.
This is the wildest, craziest Oscars to ever host, because we got all this controversy. There's no black nominees, you know? And people are like, Chris, you should boycott. Chris, you should quit. You should quit. You know, how come it's only unemployed people that tell you to quit something, huh?
That's it. And then let's hear a couple of quickies from the winners. Leonardo DiCaprio for Best Actor.
Making The Revenant was about man's relationship to the natural world, a world that we collectively felt in 2015 as the hottest year in recorded history. Our production needed to move to the southern tip of this planet just to be able to find snow. Climate change is real. It is happening right now. It is the most urgent threat facing our entire species. Let us not take this planet for granted. I do not take tonight for granted. Thank you so very much.
All right. Yeah, once he goes to school and figures out why it's going on, it'll be fine. Brie Larson won for the movie Room.
Thank you to everyone who participated in Room. Thank you to all of you who saw it. Thank you to the fans. Thank you to the moviegoers. Thank you for going to the theater and seeing our films. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, isn't that the message? Thank you for going to the movies. Did Star Wars win anything other than it was the most viewed movie of all time?
I got to look deep.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I didn't see anything.
No, there were lots of clips.
Mad Max beat it out of all the little
horrible lighting, crap,
sound, and editing.
Garbage. 21 after the hour.
Yeah.
You're a good day. Anything but garbage.
Yeah.
ABG on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay. Tech Talk time now on the Good Day program. Going to take apart some more, dissect a little more info on the Apple versus the FBI case, including what Tim Cook, who's the CEO of Apple, is claiming, and what has been claimed about Bill Gates. He'll be heard. Did he or didn't he say he supported the Federal Bureau of Investigation? We will find out that and other important items on Tech Talk in just a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples tech services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Right now. Now, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing. Now through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It does. All right, like 56 past the hour now. Apple and the FBI. Are you wondering what the story is here? Apple CEO Tim Cook says the FBI wants him to develop the software equivalent of cancer to unlock the shooter's iPhone from San Bernardino. Cancer, it would, if you put it in there, it would destroy the systems. And there's a lot of credibility. A lot of people who are in that business are agreeing with him. And one of them is Bill Gates, who weighed in on the issue. He says the reports in the news media he's on the side of the FBI are false.
I was disappointed because that doesn't state my view on this. I do believe that with the right safeguards, there are cases where the government, on our behalf, like stopping terrorism, which could get worse in the future, that is valuable. But striking that balance, clearly the government's taken information historically and used it in ways that we didn't expect, going all the way back, say, to the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover. So I'm hoping now we can have the discussion. I do believe there are sets of safeguards where the government shouldn't have to be completely blind.
Right.
I'm glad we're hearing from these guys. That's what I was going to say before he so rudely interrupted me.
Right.
Because I want to know other people that are techie, what they think about this.
Yeah.
Because, 40% of the country supports Apple. I kind of waffle back and forth every single day because you hear a lot of misinformation.
I think that's a bunkum, too. I think the more I see about it, maybe it's because this is something that I'm strongly involved in. I believe that Apple is right and that they...
Well, I agree from a privacy standpoint, yes, 100%. Yeah. But what you hear coming out is that Apple has developed this kind of stuff for the FBI
before.
70 times before,
uh-huh.
And that with each new operating system, it doesn't matter what they do because it's obsolete. So if Apple's going to upgrade their operating system, which they will this year, why does it even matter so much? Those are the kind of things I have questions about.
Interesting also that the operators of Facebook and Twitter have been threatened by Daesh.
Yeah, ISIS on the warpath.
Mm-hmm. Right. Video out yesterday shows images of Zuckerberg and Dorsey riddled with bullets. And a 25-minute clip posted online makes direct threats to Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey, claiming that Daesh controls more than 10,000 Facebook accounts, 50,000 Twitter profiles, and 150 Facebook groups. I don't know whether they ought to be worried or not, but it's just more of the same kind of baloney. Quickly, MasterCard rolling out a selfie pay technology for this summertime so you can authorize online transactions with headshots. Users can install a special MasterCard identity check, take an initial ID photo, which will be used to create a digitalized map of their faces stored on MasterCard servers. Why do I think this thing is ripe for somebody really taking it? I mean, let's say somebody steals your cell phone. I mean, your iPhone. Wait. All right, 59 after this. Good day. Hello.
This report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP is sharing the love. On March 8th, pancake lovers nationwide will once again flock to their participating local IHOP restaurant to enjoy one free short stack of buttermilk pancakes in celebration of the brand's annual National Pancake Day. Now in its 11th year, IHOP restaurants will give away millions of free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to guests dining in-restaurant and ask them to leave behind a voluntary donation for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Shriners Hospital for Children, and other local charities. Participating IHOP restaurants supporting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals will also sell Miracle Balloons for $1 and $5. The balloons will be available for purchase beginning February 1st through March 8th. Darren Rebelez, President, IHOP.
Every pancake we give away has a purpose on National Pancake Day. Through the generosity of our guests and the hard work and commitment of our franchisees and their team members, we will help fund life-saving treatment and care for children in need in our communities.
For more information, visit IHOP Pancake.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Baby, 33 after the hour now on today's Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Rich McFadden at your service. And on your side, 888-302-3684. Things are hot with comments on the Academy Awards. People interested in the presidential race as well. South Carolina Democratic primary was on Saturday. And, gee, what a surprise. Excuse me.
You're all choked up about it.
I am all choked up about it. Hillary won.
She didn't just win.
Almost 75% of the vote.
She spanked Bernie Sanders.
And he looked kind of sobered up a little. He was on one of the Sunday morning programs yesterday, and he didn't look like... I mean, here's a guy, I got to hand it to him. 74 almost, he'd be 75,
yeah.
I think, in a couple of months. He's passionate, loves the country.
He's genuine.
Exactly done what he wanted to do with his life and his career. And I'm sure that he pinches himself every day thinking that he is in the place where he is in. And he's in that place because there is need for someone like him and Donald Trump to say what they are saying. And whether the most upset are going on the Donald Trump ledger instead of on the Bernie Sanders ledger, I think depends on your age. I was watching an interview last night going back and forth from the drivel. It was on the Academy Awards to the NBC Nightly News. There was a lady interviewing a fellow in some city, I think Austin, Texas, who was Hispanic and a natural-born American, but very Hispanic, talking about why he wanted to vote for Donald Trump. Because the news media wants to make a big deal. Can you imagine somebody who's Hispanic voting for Donald Trump? And she kept asking him these leading questions, like, why in the world would you... It was that sort of attitude. Well, why would you dare vote for Donald Trump? What do we say about the Hispanics and the wall? And the guy said, there's too many people coming across the wall.
So, well, my big thing, I mean, my wife being a Latina and
she's not coming across the wall. She's legal. Well, very legal.
It's not fair. You know?
No,
they waited
fair.
And they made the paperwork and they paid the money and they did what they had to do. And you know, now you get all these people just kind of running across and they're going to get legal status. It's not fair.
Here's during the piece, there are all these pictures and video of these people coming across the border illegally. So if there's pictures and video on the NBC Nightly News, where the hell's the Border Patrol? Where are the border guards? Where are the people whose job it is to keep these people from coming in here?
There's not enough of them, and there's big gaps and holes.
It's a joke. Anyway, so let's see what's next here. Donald Trump's business career. Now we have the fans who like him and who don't like him. Two little wham, the babies, the little boys who are upset because they're not doing too well. Oh, if you want to lose, vote for Cruz and Mario Bunkable and Marco.
Now.
These guys are a couple of sore losers. They got their hatchets out. They're going after stuff that makes no difference to anybody. Hello, you guys. Wake up. The country is upset. The guy who was Hispanic said in that interview on NBC last night, the country was a mess. That's what he said. The country is in big trouble, and it is. So you're going to do the same old thing, you two phonies. Both of them are phonies.
G.C. Rubio is alleging that Trump was worried that he was going to wet his pants during the debate. He was saying that during the commercial breaks, Trump was freaking out. He was speaking to a crowd over the weekend. And that Trump was freaking out that he wanted a full-length mirror to be able to check himself during the debate breaks. And he goes, maybe he was worried about he was wetting his pants to see that his pants weren't wet.
What a baby. These guys, my God, have they got anything of substance? Who's talking about the dark bill that's before the Senate, before those two boobs who are supposed to vote? That's their job. Hello, the
that's
dark
the thing
act.
Is, Rubio and Cruz do talk about substance. Trump just, like, says, we're going to make America great again.
Yeah.
That's all he says.
Well,
we're going to make America great.
There you go.
I'm going to hire the
So you know who's in
the best place?
Those guys are so out. When I believe Trump is going to get the nomination, I think he's going to do very well tomorrow.
Pretty much done.
And I think that Rubio and Cruz are going to be looking in from the outside. Kasich, I'm more sure now in my gut that he's going to be the vice presidential nominee, and Ben Carson will be Secretary of Health, let's say.
Unless Chris Christie's the nominee because he backed Trump already.
No, it wouldn't work. It's too many New Jersey. Nah, you got to have somebody.
I tell you, I'm going to vote here in Virginia tomorrow. I have no idea what I'm going to do.
Really?
For the first time in my life, I'm an undecided voter.
Why?
Trump annoys me.
Yeah, he
Although
annoys
I agree
me too.
With him on
yep.
a lot of things
me
he says.
Me too. Yep. But those guys avoid me.
Rubio
and
is the,
so they have nothing of substance.
Rubio's the establishment puppet.
Yep.
Although he grew a little backbone in this last debate.
Yeah, it was for show. Cruz doesn't come across as trustworthy. Neither one of them do. Kasich does, I think, come across as he's grown.
He doesn't do anything for
a little. Well, he doesn't have to do anything. He's got something going in that he's run the state of Ohio.
I might have to vote for Ben Carson.
Into okay, good. Ben Kasich
like
has
him.
Done
he's
a very good
shot
job.
Hell, but I like him.
Hey, well, why not vote for who you like? That's the way to do it.
That's what I'm going to do.
All right, let's see. Do we have to do? Let me look at some of this stuff here. I don't want to. I mean, we know that Hillary Clinton is winning.
I'm curious to hear about this. If you're looking at where to go, the Donald Trump and the KKK allegations.
Well, I think that's outrageous. Pretty much, I think it's outrageous that he not only. Well, there are a couple of KKK stories this weekend. The David Duke thing is one of them, and he's got to do something. That just doesn't cut it. And then what the KKK did in Los Angeles on Saturday, did you hear that story?
The riots,
yeah. Then they got stopped. I mean, why would anybody in his or her right mind in 2016 pull a stunt like that?
The KKK had a rally. How? A bunch of protesters showed up against them. It turned into a melee.
Fight. Yeah.
There was knives out.
Stomped. stomped.
One of the KKK guys got stabbed.
Yeah.
And a reporter or a police officer or something dragged him to safety.
Yeah.
And he leaned over to the guy and he says, "How do you feel now that a Jewish guy just saved your life?"
Yeah. Good.
And the guy said, "Thank you very much." And he was appreciative. He said,
"Yeah." Why is there any room for that? So why is there? Okay, let's go back. This goes for politics. It goes for the Academy Awards. It goes for everything in life. Why is it? We all have prejudices. There are some things that we like and are comfortable with and some things that we aren't. But why is it that you are uncomfortable with somebody's skin, religion? Those two things. I mean, if you don't like somebody who's got money, I guess I can understand that. Although, you know, the world shows you. Look at Ben Carson as a good example. He came from nothing. He didn't have anything. You know, there are a lot of people that come from nothing and they make something of themselves. Sure, there are a lot of people like Donald Trump who have something to start with and they make it better or more. But there are plenty of people who have started with zero and done something. And so all of this stuff, they don't have opportunity. There are always stories of people who have opportunity and take advantage of it. It's where your head is. Check with your astrologer, for God's sakes. There's as much information there as you can find anywhere else as to what really motivates you, and then work around what you know about yourself. Richie was referring to an interview on the CNN program, Sunday morning program, State of the Union. Jake Tapper talked to Donald Trump about the endorsement from David Duke.
Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
Well, just so you understand, I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Did he endorse me or what's going on? Because, you know, I know nothing about David Duke. I know nothing about white supremacists. And so you're asking me a question that I'm supposed to be talking about people that I know nothing about.
But I guess the question from the Anti-Defamation League is, even if you don't know about their endorsement, there are these groups and individuals endorsing you. Would you just say unequivocally you condemn them and you don't want their support?
Well, I have to look at the group. I mean, I don't know what group you're talking about. You wouldn't want me to condemn a group that I know nothing about. I have to look. If you would send me a list of the groups, I will do research on them. And certainly I would disavow if I thought there was something wrong. But you may have groups in there that are totally fine, and it would be very unfair. So give me a list of the groups, and I'll let you know.
Okay. I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but...
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know David Duke. I don't believe I've ever met him. I'm pretty sure I didn't meet him. And I just don't know anything about him.
That's a cop out.
Kind of.
Why can't you just say I
don't like the KKK.
I don't like the KKK.
What's there to like about the KKK?
And hey, listen, just because they agree with my stance on immigration doesn't mean that I'm a racist.
Yeah.
Why can't you just say that?
Right. That's easy enough. I agree with you, Richie. 100% on that. Yeah, that is a cop out. Yep. But then the other side of it is Jake Tapper in the sort of left of center approach to the news. I gotta keep trying to get this out of him because it's bad. My opinion is it's bad. Okay, so your opinion is it's bad. That's fine. But you're not in the opinion business.
You know,
you're in the business to get people to answer questions that are of substance. Not that that's not of substance, but it's kind of the way you ask the question.
And what's the difference to kind of give Trump... I don't know, a little bit of an argument here. People in this country tend to be a one-issue voter. Many people in this country tend to be a one-issue voter. And I'll quote my neighbor across the street, the gay guy, who says, "I'm voting for Trump." And I'm like, "How can you vote for Trump? You voted for Obama twice." He says, "I got my gay marriage. What do I care?"
Yeah.
So
now I want to deal with
the
KKK problems.
Is a one issue.
Yeah.
They're all one issue voters.
Yeah.
And he tends to be the guy that's leading that issue.
Yeah.
Immigration.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a conundrum. 888-302-3684. Some of his failures are part of what Rubio and Cruz want people to think about. He has had spectacular failures, spectacular successes. He's had bankruptcies where his companies have stiffed creditors. He's licensed his name in ways that raise questions about his judgment. Some of the things that he says and has said, the KKK thing is one example of it. Okay, so that's his judgment being in question. That's fine. So look around. Who among us is perfect? I can question Marco Rubio's judgment all day long.
and the things he's voted for, the Gang of Eight. In fact, he doesn't go half the time. He's never showed up for his job. Cruz.
For votes,
yeah. To vote on the floor of the Senate. And Cruz is absent a lot as well, has been out feathering his own nest. You know, that kind of stuff. You can easily find fault with most anybody. Believe it or not, you could find fault with me and Rich. I know that's hard for you to imagine.
Oh, there's tons.
But there are things that maybe we do on the program that you find fault with. That's swell, because that's what makes a horse race. People who have different qualifications, people have different ideas, and this is the forum to express them. You have an idea. Express it. Express yourself. 46 after the hour on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP is sharing the love. On March 8th, pancake lovers nationwide will once again flock to their participating local IHOP restaurant to enjoy one free short stack of buttermilk pancakes in celebration of the brand's annual National Pancake Day. Now in its 11th year, IHOP restaurants will give away millions of free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to guests dining in-restaurant and ask them to leave behind a voluntary donation for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Shriners Hospital for Children, and other local charities. Participating IHOP restaurants supporting Children's Miracle Network hospitals will also sell Miracle Balloons for $1 and $5. The balloons will be available for purchase beginning February 1st through March 8th. Darren Rebelez, President, IHOP.
Every pancake we give away has a purpose on National Pancake Day. Through the generosity of our guests and the hard work and commitment of our franchisees and their team members, we will help fund life-saving treatment and care for children in need in our communities.
For more information, visit IHOPPancakeDay.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, here we are, 49 after the hour. So we have a lot of conversation about our political races here. I wasn't saying unknown, but not a lot of attention has been paid to what's going on in Iran. It seems when there's something bad, we all want to talk about it and grouse about it and, you know, do something to blow up the Ayatollah or whatever. You have heard me, if you've been listening to me with any regularity, talk about the government there and how the people there are no different than we are. They don't like their government. And the best example of that was the elections that were held over the weekend in Iran. Hardliners out, moderates in. I mean big time. Most of the seats in the vote for assembly, they call it the Assembly of Experts, went to the moderates, which is seen as a slap in the face, a blow to the Iran hardliners, the Ayatollah, the moderates, the president, current president, former president, won seats in the assembly. 50 of their allies did. There are only 88 members of the assembly, and so a majority of them, a big majority of them, changed. I think this is a good sign, understanding what really is going on over there versus what you learn from the news media. So, food for thought. 51 after the hour. I'm not moving there, but I'm just... it's not a bad thing.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program with Uri Geller joining us from some restaurant in Tel Aviv. Where the heck are you today?
Hey, I'm in a tiny, tiny kind of secret restaurant where our past president, Ezra Weizman, was made president. And I'm here with a group that belong to a very famous rabbi called Rabbi Firer, who helps hundreds of thousands of people. So I've been invited, and everything is so surreal. I mean, we've been here now 4 months. And, you know, I'm meeting people from my past, and it just awakens, you know, memories of my upbringing here and the army times and the people I've met, the politicians, the singers, the actors, the bohemia of Israel. So we're just kind of absorbing everything in.
You know, it's great. Uri, for those of you, there are many fans of Uri here on this program. He's been on with me every week for 24, 25 years, and he and I have become great friends over the years. One of the things that perhaps some people know is that you moved from a beautiful spot in England, a little village called Sonning, to your roots in Tel Aviv in Israel. One of the things that's been a discussion topic here, there's a new movie out called The Gods of Egypt, and it's brought to the surface a conversation
about white people playing the role of Egyptians. And as the conversation continued, I was talking about Jesus and other Jews and Muslims and the people who come, who are the natives, if you will, of your part of the world. For example, you and your family are Israelis, but you come from Eastern European roots. You don't come from Middle Eastern roots. And there's a difference. A lot of people, these roles that are being played, there's a controversy here about roles for black Americans. And this, yes. This the gods of Egypt thing is a perfect example. If he really wanted to do it accurately, he would have cast a black actor to play the role that Gerard Butler is playing.
Yes. Well, look, Dougie, because I'm a religious man and I believe in God, I do believe that God created all humanity. Some say that humanity started in Nigeria, in northern Nigeria. But if you look at my background, although my mother is from Austria, related to Sigmund Freud, and my father Hungarian, of course we all came out of Egypt, where the Jewish race, we were slaves. And I do believe in the Bible. I do believe in the amazing miracles that happened through history. And we ended up in Middle Israel.
You grew up in that culture that was accepting of all. That's the problem right now. The problem that Israel has with the Palestinians isn't among the people. You know as well, you know better than I do, that when you, for example, walk through the old city of Jerusalem, the Christians, the Jews, and the Arabs are all working together. They all have, they work, they have shops together, they leave together, many of them socialize together, their children go to school together. And the reality of the disruption that creates this tension between the Palestinians and the Israelis is political in nature. And I'm not sure that I believe, I don't know that you and I have had this conversation for a long time, that the people, if left to their own, wouldn't get along in the way that I just described.
Well, it's, you know, we're moving through very tough times. Yesterday, a guard was murdered. He was butchered to death, or maybe he didn't die yet, but he's on the verge of dying. He was attacked by a Palestinian with a knife, and it's every day here. So walking in Jerusalem, you know, in those pathways towards or on Via Dolorosa, where Jesus Christ walked, is a pretty dangerous task. But overall, you can't feel it in the big cities. In Tel Aviv, everyone is out on the beach.
Yeah.
These are times that are crucial. Hopefully, there will be peace negotiations coming through. Everyone is trying to bring peace, but it's not an easy task.
Well, but what I was saying, in essence, that something like that Palestinian gets egged on by the Palestinian leadership or the Hamas people that have really, really corrupted the minds often of young children, kind of like Daesh. They get these five-year-old yes. kids and six-year-old kids and mostly boys, and they indoctrinate them into this hatred that yeah. isn't part of where we all were collectively as grown-ups.
Yeah, it's called brainwashing. Unfortunately, the internet is contributing huge, huge amounts of negativity when we're with Twitters and Instagrams and Facebooks. It's very, very easy to influence others.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, you've had a good impact on people, easily influencing them to be better. That's the motivating mind of Uri Geller, whose website is URIGELLER. You're on Good Day. Thanks, Uri.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.